Let's turn our attention to sport once again. Now, we regularly chat with Scottish disability golf and curling. It's probably a bit too warm for the curling, but there's plenty happening in the golf. So if you are blind or partially sighted, fancy taking up the game, we've got some news for you. If you've never played before, there's lots on offer, or you may be wanting to get back into the game again. Jim Gales is with us. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Cheers, Al. Nice to talk again.
You've been very busy with the golf. I suppose it's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. We've had our inaugural Disabled Golf Week in Scotland. 8 events over 7 days. We started off in Fife. We had 2 events there. One was a game of golf with a slight difference. What we did is we got established golfers and we brought in new members and we matched them together. So they went out and played something like an alternate shot. There was no competition rules or anything like that. It was just get out there and enjoy the game. But it brings the new members in and gives them a chance to try it out. They might not like the game, but it gives them the game. So, well, wait a minute, I've just a really good shot there. See if I can do that again and build the confidence up, build the social skills up as well, because obviously they're meeting new people all the time at the game. And the second one was down at Inverkeithing, a brand new facility, which was indoors. And they've got an all singing, all dancing golf machine there, which tells you every fact and figure and statistic you could possibly want, probably too much.
Stuff you don't want to know.
Stuff you don't want, definitely. But I had a professional there as well. So they would give you a few tips on how to play certain types of shot. And they even had the mats indoors where it simulates sand and it simulates sort of deeper grass. So you're not always playing off the fairway or on the putting greens. Fantastic machine. Had traditional refreshments afterwards. Then on the third day, we went across the country to East Renfrewshire and had a game there for the more established players because it's quite a tough track. And then on the Tuesday, we went back across the country to Edinburgh, brought in a lot of new members. And there was a good few of them actually were blind and vision impaired. So it was good to see them coming out on the course. We had a professional there who gave one-to-one tuition. Then the next day, we had a crowd that went to the Isle of Lewis. So not exactly on everybody's doorstep that had been there so far, but we had a crowd at the back golf range, had a game of golf there. There was tuition from a guy who originally was at the Elmwood College set up, and he actually taught while he was a student during our first ever hub event. So he was up at Royal Dornoch. He came across to the Isle of Lewis. After that, we went back down the country to Falkirk, played there and had a good game with the members. They've got new facilities, fully accessible for the disabled now. Spent a lot of money there. It was a fantastic venue. And we finished off again with a small one at Elmwood for some blind and vision impaired guys from in and around Fife and Tayside. And there was a big game for the more established players where the professional actually went out on the golf course and gave lessons out on the golf course during the game and then finished off with the traditional refreshments again. But it's certainly going to be happening next July, again, around Scotland. We've already got a few dates penciled in and a few dates concrete, so they're going to go ahead right the way from Edinburgh, Dunblane, and even up to Balmoral. And a little secret I'll drop in there.
Excellent. Since you've had a great week. We will talk a little bit about new members in a while, but you've also just had some good news because the Phoenix Cup has just rounded up and you had, I think, was it Scotland, England, Wales and the USA playing in this one?
Yeah, we had a team come across from the United States. I think there was 9 different states were represented. They started on the Sunday, had a wee practice round, etc. And the next 3 days they played a competition. And Scotland came out victorious after the 3 rounds of the competition. They scored 71 points. Wales were actually in second place, which was a little bit of a surprise. They had a few aces up their sleeve. So they did very well. They had 63 points. England were in third place with 58. And the Americans came last, unfortunately. And I'll save their blushes a little bit. They didn't score very many. But they're a fantastic time. The Americans are now heading across country to take in a little bit more golf, and they've gone across to the Belfry before heading down to London and then back home. But it was nice for Scotland to once again win the Phoenix Cup. And looking ahead again, we're taking a team, a European team, across to Santa Barbara in the States next year. And then Pièce de Résistance, you should say, in 2024. Again, the Americans are coming across to play a European team across the old course at St Andrews, the home of golf.
Fantastic. I mean, it's great news that, you know, the game's obviously, it's popular, but it's still growing as well. And you can play to that level in competitions and tour the world. But, you know, for those who perhaps have never even picked up a club before, you're still looking for new members, although, as you mentioned, Jim, you're still growing, but you're still looking for new members and even those who've never played before. Why would they take up the game? What help can they get?
There's a guy who just lives down the road from me. He's come, he lost his sight quite suddenly due to an accident. So he was an established golfer. He went along and he was actually, I think he was near enough a scratch golfer, so he was extremely good. And his confidence was the first thing that went, obviously. And he spent several months in medical treatment and things like that. So he started at the very beginning. It was a struggle for him. So what we've done is we've set him up to a professional, PGA professional, and he's going to try and rediscover his swing and his confidence, of course. So we'll go along and put no pressure on him at all. He will start at his, you know, own pace. But on the same degree, we've got a guy who's never touched a club before, who's partially sighted. And he's going to come along and give it a try, have a swing at the club, see if he can hit the ball, the professional, give him a few tips, not overload him with tons of information. So I think it's important to see that anybody that does come along, whatever their experience in the past, they'll learn at their own pace. If they want to play twice a year, that's fine. If they want to play every single week, if the golfing bug has bit, that's entirely up to them.
And does everyone get that chance to get some tuition from the pros and get out to practice?
Yeah, I mean, the prime example is during the golf week, which I've just mentioned there. There was 5 of the 7 days the professional was on hand to give lessons. And whether that lesson was 10 minutes, if that's all they wanted, or an hour, we were quite happy to, you know, give them that little bit of encouragement and say, well, look, if you want a bit extra, go back and do it again. Split it up into 4 15-minute sessions if you want, and then stand on the practice area and do chipping. You know, it's entirely your decision as to what you learn from any particular time. We have our hubs, which are scattered throughout the year. I think so far we're well over 24 now. And the pros have been at most of those throughout the year. So different professionals have different approaches, obviously, but different golfers and newbies have different approaches as well.
So basically it's come along, have a go, see what you think, and take it at your own pace. And you are looking for more people to get involved, Jim. So if there are people who are interested, how did they get in touch with you?
Well, they could give us a ring, and the mobile number is 07903 596 552. Or they could pop along to the website, which is all the W's, scottishdgc.org.uk.
Jim, great to chat as always. Well done again to the Scotland team for bringing back the Phoenix Cup. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Al. Speak to you later.